Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. This is going to be kind of short, which Chuck and I were just discussing, so let's go on with the long, meandering intro that has nothing to do with anything, Chuck.
Well, maybe it's going to be short in the front.
Oh, wow.
And then maybe, you know what we should have done?
What?
Is we should have done like 2 minutes and then a commercial break and then 10 minutes.
That's a great idea. Maybe we will.
The mullet of podcasting.
We'll edit out this part where we figure it out as we're doing it too.
All right. Maybe we should take a break.
Nice. Man, that's an ultra short mullet right there.
All right, so we're talking about the mullet. Business in the front, party in the back, always I thought was very funny of this hairstyle where your hair is short in the front and top and long in the back.
Yeah.
The one that really got me that I have never heard before.
I know which one.
The Missouri Compromise?
Yeah, that one, or that's a good one. Kentucky Waterfall? I hadn't heard that one before either.
I hadn't either. That one got me, but for some reason, the Missouri Compromise really gets me. It's like the hair's working it out, you know?
Right, or the teenage Judas Priest fan is working it out with his mom.
You know? So let's go ahead and level set here and talk about our own history with a mullet. Have you had a mullet ever?
No. Have you?
Okay. I have.
What?
I did, man. There was a time, believe it or not, in the 80s where the mullet was sort of a skater haircut. It was kind of short and spiky and then a little longer in the back. And this was pre Billy Ray Cyrus and pre sort of anyone calling it a mullet. But looking back, it was definitely what you would consider a mullet, but it was kind of like a cool skater kid haircut.
Yeah, Tony Hawk had one.
Did he?
Yeah, and one of the differentiators, too, was, like, it wasn't just short bangs on top. Like, it would come over the one eye from the side. But, yeah, it would be spiky on top and then long in the back. It totally was a mullet. I never put two and two together like that. But, no, I still never had one.
But there is a very embarrassing picture from me from, like, the 10th grade from a church, whatever, album, annual yearbook. What are they called when they're churches?
I have no idea.
Well, churches used to put these out every few years.
It's Bible?
Kind of like a yearbook.
A hymnal?
Yeah, it's a Bible. And we were all in it. But I had a mullet. This is the only picture of me with a mullet in existence. And I was wearing a mullet and paisley maroon suspenders and a tie.
Wow.
And my brother still threatens to. That's sort of his big thing he holds over my head.
Mm-hmm. Attention, Scott. I'm speaking directly to you now. We demand to see that photo.
Yeah, I will say that I got wise pretty quick, and by the end of 10th grade, it was a short-lived haircut, and I had sort of the other skater look, which was just like long bangs.
Right, yeah, so you just lopped off the back of that Tony Hawk cut.
Yeah, and there was still a little hair back there, but I mean, actually, the most embarrassing haircut I had in high school was that mushroom when you would shave around your ears and the and then the bottom of the back and just have sort of a big poof on top. I'll have
trouble.
To dig up pictures.
I mean, yeah, it was a style for a little while. My high school haircut was a Caesar. You remember those?
Oh, sure.
I had one of those for years and years and years. Didn't look good on anybody. Especially not that guy on the original CSI series. Do you remember him? Did you ever watch that?
No, I never saw it.
There was a guy who's he was an older guy, like well into middle age, who had a Caesar, and it wasn't like accidental. Like he had a Caesar haircut, and it was just an odd hairstyle choice, I think, for him.
All right, maybe we should take a break, and we'll actually talk about the mullet when we come back. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
If you want to know, then you're in luck. Just listen up to Josh and Chuck, stuff you should know.
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Stuff you should know.
All right, Chuck, so let's get down to the mullet, a.k.a. hockey hair. That's another term for it.
Yeah, some credit the Beastie Boys with popularizing the term mullet. Mm-hmm. They had a song on Ill Communication in 1994 called Mullet Head, where Ad Rock says, "You want to know what's a mullet? Well, I got a little story to tell about a hairstyle that's a way of life. Have you ever seen a mullet wife?"
It doesn't make that much sense, but it does seem to be like the first real reference to this hairstyle using the word mullet from what anybody can tell.
Yeah, and the term mullet head has long been around just as a general derogatory term for a dummy, which had nothing to do with a haircut. And they think that may have come over from the British derogatory term mull head.
Oh,
but
really?
It's still, yeah, that's what they said, but it still doesn't explain, and maybe they just aren't related, how the haircut got this name after this weird-looking fish.
Right. So I guess Mike D wrote a little article about what they were talking about in that song, Mullet Head, and he said that the mullet fish is basically just like one long, it's like oblong. It's like a drawing of a whale, basically. It doesn't have any kind of anything that would suggest its head is separate from its body. And apparently when it rots from the neck down, which kind of gives it the appearance a bit of a mullet. Or people who have the mullet hairstyle look a little bit like a rotting mullet fish, I guess, as far as Mike D or Ad Rock thought. And that's how he explained where that term came from. But that the use of the word mullet head to mean kind of a dummy makes Mark Twain frequently cited as the guy who coined the term mullet, which is way off because he was using it in that sense that you were saying, which is, kind of thick-headed or dumb or something like that.
Yeah, I think the fun thing about this article, which we got from How Stuff Works, was kind of tracing back the actual hairstyle through history. And if you go back and look, there's a great article on history.com. A woman named Linda Lachina writes about the ancient Greek poet Homer. And the Iliad writes about this group of spearmen called the Abantes. Uh-huh. And they had their forelocks cropped and hair grown long at the backs.
That's a mullet.
That's a full mullet.
Yeah, and Homer wrote the Iliad in the 8th century BCE. So almost 3,000 years ago at the latest, people were already wearing mullets.
And there's this other article from Dazed Digital by Oliver Lunn that talks about, and I've seen pictures of prehistoric peoples that look like they kind of have a mullet. Mm-hmm. And practically, that kind of makes sense because, you know, if you're hunting and gathering, you need that hair out of your eyes. So you might cut it off with a stone tool up front.
Yeah.
And then you want it a little further in the back to protect from sun or from rain or to help keep you warm.
Yeah, the sun's a big one. I suspect that's why Andre Agassi had one, because he had to go play tennis in the sun all the time and was very sensitive about his neck getting sunburned.
Yeah, Agassi, you think of mullets, you think of Agassi, you think of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a basketball player for the University of Florida named Dwayne Shinsis that I think he played pro for a little while, but he was a big, tall center, and he had a fantastic boxy mullet.
Did he really? Okay. I always think of Sean Thomas Scott, Sean William Scott, Kristen Scott Thomas, one of those. he was in Dude, Where's My Car, the non-Ashton Kutcher guy.
That was Kristen Scott Thomas.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a really fantastic mullet in Old School. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Old School was, that was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was funny.
It was very funny. But he's the guy who shows up with, I can't remember what kind of animal, to the birthday party, the kids' party. He has a tranquilizer gun that Will Ferrell accidentally shoots himself with.
Is this Stifler?
Yeah, Stifler. That's right.
Yeah, he's funny. You know what other movie he was in that was underrated and underseen is not Step Brothers, Big Brothers?
Oh, yes.
Was that the name of it? Where he and Paul Rudd?
Role Models?
Role Models, that's it.
That is a good movie. You know, Paul Rudd wrote that himself.
Oh, he did? That was a David Wayne directed movie, so yeah. It all makes sense.
It was good all around. Everybody in that was great.
Yeah, he was very funny. A very underrated movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about a couple of the cool examples of mullets in rock history?
Yeah, you're about to step into some controversy, but I'll watch you do it.
Well, there's two that I can really think of. The one this article mentions is David Bowie.
That's the controversial one.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Ziggy Stardust in that era, he definitely has what you would consider a mullet, but it's also dyed red, and he's wearing the Ziggy Stardust outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to call that a mullet, even though it kind of is.
Well, from what I saw, the people who say it's not a mullet just basically say David Bowie was literally too cool to have what you would call a mullet, even when he was wearing a mullet. That's their argument, basically, which, I mean, that's pretty impressive as far as the cool factor goes, that people will defend you like that.
Yeah, the other example is there was a time in the 70s where both Paul and Linda McCartney had matching mullets.
Right.
And it was really puffy and spiky on both of them and very long in the back. So, you know, it was a look. It was a look for a couple for sure.
What about Jane Fonda and Clute?
That wasn't a mullet, really. My mom had that haircut for a little while in the 70s. That sort of, I mean, it's a fee mullet. If anything.
Did you just coin that term?
Oh, no. You never heard that?
No.
No, the lady mullet was always called a fee mullet. But I know what haircut you're talking about. It was sort of like a haystack with a little bit in the back.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. Florence Henderson had one for a little while, kind of on the Brady Bunch, too. But I think of Jane Fonda's as a straight-up mullet, but maybe it is just a fee mullet.
Clute was such a good movie.
I never saw it. I'm not even sure what it's about.
Oh, man, you should check it out. It's awesome.
Okay, I will.
It's a mystery.
Really, don't spoil it for me. Hey, speaking of mysteries and movies, get this. I went back and watched the original 70s Sidney Lumet version of Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, is it good?
Mwah. It is
delightful.
Albert Finney plays Hercule Poirot.
Oh, God,
and I couldn't
Finney.
Even recognize him for the first 30 minutes. He does such a good job.
Huh.
It's a really great movie. It's on the internet. So you can find it.
One final mullet wearer we should mention is none other than President James K. Polk. If you go look him up, he has a mullet.
Yeah. And what was the name of, I want to say Mogwai, but it wasn't the bad guy. He wasn't a Mohawk. I can't remember what he was, but in Last of the Mohicans, do you remember the bad guy played by Wes Studi? He had a mullet.
Yeah.
I don't care what you call
true.
It. That was a mullet he was wearing. And that was a great movie, too.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a PC joke, but I can't.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that then. That's it for Short Stuff, everybody. That's it. We out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.